Just a little place to walk.
I guess that's called the entrance patio, I think. You'd speak of it as a patio.
Yes, sir. Well, if you decided you didn't want your porch anymore, you might say, I'm going to have the porch torn off, and I'm going to replace it with just steps, and you might have a little place at the top of the steps before you came to the door. What would you have a name for that?
Well, I can't think right now of anything but just a little entrance, you know.
Yes.
I'm not right sure, but what they are called. I know now what you would call an inside, your entrance, you know, to your inside your house. But,
would you ever use the word stoop?
Yes, I've heard that word, stoop. Mm-hmm.
What would you call a small fenced area you might find right next to a barn where cows are enclosed before they're milked? Would you have a name for them?
Well, that's the barn area.
Yes, sir. Well, if it was just for the cows, you might bring
them. Oh, stalls.
Well, it'd be an open place with just a fence around it.
Oh, I don't know just what that would be called. We usually, you know, they have them, the covered, let's see, the barn and the, I don't remember.
Well,
we used to have cows, but...
But an expression like cow break or, cow yard is foreign to you, you wouldn't use that?
Well, yes, you could call it a cow break. I never have. What was the next?
But you wouldn't use that word usually.
What's the other one?
I just said a cow yard or something like that. I was just, that's not an answer. I was just...
I would think different people would have maybe a name of their own to distinguish, you know.
Right.
Stalls, that's a familiar word. We had the horses,
yes,
you know, for the stalls, and then they had places for the cows. I think we called them stalls.
So just a little fenced area, right? So
Or
wouldn't have a name then, probably.
I can imagine just whatever you want to call it, I would think.
What would you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks and stones?
Well, it's just a rock fence, I guess.
Well, what would you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top and you carry water or milk in it? It's a
bucket.
Yes, sir. Now, what would you call the same thing if it was made out of metal?
Well, we had wooden buckets, you know, in the old times way back, and then we had a galvanized, but they were all called buckets,
yes,
as far as I remember.
Yes. And what would you call the heavy iron thing in the kitchen has a handle on it, and you fry things on it on the stove in it? What would you call that?
Well, we had what we called the griddle. That was for... Then we had it's made of iron, the griddle, and then we had the heavy iron frying pans, you know.
Well, what was the difference in the frying pan and the griddle?
Well, the frying pan was deep, for deep frying, and the griddle was for like little thin cakes of cornbread or something like that.
What do you call the thing in the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? You can turn it on and off, and the water comes out of it.
Faucet.
What'd you say again?
Are you talking about the present time now?
Yes,
sir. Yes, the faucet.
Yes,
that's...
You said the present time. Did you have a different name for it at any time?
I know. Well, we didn't have all that way back. Faucet. Let's see. What do you...
Well, if you had a barrel out in the yard, say, and you had the same kind of thing on it, you turn it on and off.
Uh-huh. That's a faucet out in the yard. And then, of course, inside, it's... The whole piece, you know, has two faucets.
Yes, ma'am.
But I can't think, what do we call that now?